Okay, we have a filled room today, I see. Together with all people from the field. That's quite an interest. My name is Walter Bastian. I work for Intel Corporation, and most of the sheets that I will be presenting today have been kindly provided by my colleagues, Ajaz Bangmoor and Nilesh Jain. They are both active in the fever group. Ajaz is heading the SB desktop work group. I will come to that later. First, I would like to ask the audience, who of you are writing applications for Linux on the desktop? Well, let me start first. Who of you are writing applications for Linux on the desktop? Who of you are writing commercial applications for Linux on the desktop? Okay. The first question, there are four people who are writing applications for the Linux desktop. There is one person who writes commercial applications for the desktop. And then now the question, the commercial application, is that application just that ship with source, or does it ship binary only?
With source.
With source. This is so not the target audience for this talk. I will first give a quick overview of what LSB tries to achieve. Then I will give an introduction to the LSB desktop workgroup. After that, I will give some pointers for application developers that would like to make LSB compliant applications. I will go explain a little bit about LSB development kit. And I will try to give a demonstration of the standalone build environment that's included. That's basically the working demonstration. And I hopefully try to give some things about what to do, what the roadmap is for LSB on the desktop. Well, I said this is not the right target audience. Maybe it is. What LSB tries to achieve is to standardize a set of binary interfaces between the runtime environment and applications. And that means that applications that are built on top of that standardized binary interface can run on all platforms, on all distributions that provide such a binary interface. LSB tries to build on top of existing standards as much as possible. For example, POSIX or the file system hierarchy standard. The value that LSB tries to provide, and the main goals of LSB is that it tries to provide application developers with a fixed target when application developers target Linux. This is especially important when, for some reason or the other, an application developer can't ship source code, because then you can't recompile it to adjust for differences in the platform. Even if the source code is available, end users can't run source code. They need binaries to run applications. So either they need to compile it themselves to adjust for platform differences, or you as an application developer want to provide them with binaries and have to compile your application 6 times for Red Hat, for Mandriva, for Novell, for Debian, from an older version of Debian, for Ubuntu, because all those systems are slightly different and, well, your application may not work correctly if you only provide a version that works on SUSE, that may not work on Ubuntu. So even if you do have source code available, you still benefit from having a platform that is specified in the form of a binary interface. And last but not least, by making explicit the the interfaces that are available, your code becomes more portable because a new distribution or a new platform that comes up, as long as it also implements that same interface, it will be easier to get your application running on that platform. The current status of LSB is that not so long ago, LSB 3.0 has been released. The LSB core standard, that's basically the C libraries, I think the C++ is also included, has been forwarded to ISO for standardization, and that has been approved. So soon the LSB core will be an ISO standard. And all the major distributions intend to certify with LSB 3.0. So when you are able to write an application that's LSB 3.0 compliant, it means that your application will be able to run on all the major distributions. A recent development is the creation of the LSB Desktop Working Group. And the goal of the LSB Desktop Working Group is to move up higher in the stack and define additional libraries and additional interface points that are relevant for people that want to make desktop applications on it. There are several components that make up LSB. Important part is the specification. It defines binary interfaces. It covers most used libraries by applications, but it depends, of course, in which area of application you are looking at. It's divided in two parts. There is a generic part that applies to everything, and then there is an architecture-specific part that's specific for the processor and the platform. Then there is distribution validation that basically checks whether a given operating system, a given distribution, actually provides everything that the specification says that it should provide. So there are runtime test suites to check whether all the libraries are there, if all the libraries that are part of the specification, if they provide all the symbols that they should provide according to the specification. That's the library checker. And there is an application battery that checks if things also actually work. Then the second part, and that's basically the opposite of the distribution validation, is the application development and validation. And that's the other part of the equation, basically, where you check if an application only depends on those parts that are part of the specification. And if an application only depends on LSB, on parts that are part of the LSB, then you sort of have a guarantee that it will work on any distribution that provides those interfaces. That's the validation part. There is also a development part, and that basically helps developers develop an application that indeed only depends on things that are part of the LSB and not accidentally uses additional functions or symbols that aren't part of the LSB but that just happen to lie around on your system. And then the last aspect is a certification process. At the moment, mostly aimed at distribution validation, that gives people the option to put a logo on their box when a distribution is indeed compliant with LSB, so that people know if I buy this distribution, I'm able to run LSB compliant applications. An LSB specification covers several areas. One thing that maybe not very obvious, but is the object file format basically the way an executable should look like in order to run it on a system, not only your linker takes care of that, but your compiler. Commands and utilities. If your application wants to run a specific command, then that command has to be available on the system where you're running your application, and you, as an application developer, need to know which kind of commands or utilities you can rely on being there, and you have to know which switches, command line switches you can use and which ones you should avoid, and make sure that all those switches work the same on every LSB blind distribution. Then there's the execution environment that covers, for example, the file hierarchy standard that says where files should be installed, where you can expect to find certain files. There's a localization aspect that says, okay, if I want to translate my application, how should I go about that? The package format, basically the RPM. Package format is used, but only a subset of the RPM package format is used. And if you, as an application developer, stick to that subset of the RPM specification, then you know that your package will be able to install on every LSB compliant distribution. Even if that distribution maybe itself uses different packaging format for its own, it will still be able to install the LSB RPM package format. LSB says things about system initialization. For example, if you want to add hooks into the boot process, then it explains how you should do that and what you can rely on and whatnot. And if an application requires a specific user or a specific Unix group to be presented in the system, it explains what kind of user groups you can expect and how to add new ones. The interesting part is libraries. Well, these are also very useful and interesting. But libraries provide most of the functionality. And as an application developer, you would like to know what kind of libraries you can depend on the system so that you don't have to include them in your own application. These are the components that make up the LSB core standard. It's libc, libm, the mat library, the pthread library, pem, the authentication modules. There are some more, libutil, libdl, no idea what that is. Libcrypt, libset for compression, nversus, librt, and libgccs. LSB is slowly moving up on the stack to make LSB more useful for applications that run on the desktop. In the graphics module, there are the basic X libraries, X11, XDE, XExtension, GL is part of that. Then there is the C++ module with libstandard C++, and recently started is the desktop workgroup that is going to provide the desktop module, and in there we will find GTK, Qt hopefully, and some additional libraries that those libraries typically depend on. LSB in general tries to document best practice and also existing practice. So LSB doesn't go on its own and tries to invent new things, but it tries to see the best things that distributions are already doing and then consolidates that in the LSB. The goal is to limit as much as possible inventing new standards because they may not actually work so well, but rather go with practices that have established themselves already in practice. Standardized API/API and not implementation. the idea is that by specifying the interfaces, it should be possible to write a different implementation of that specific library, and at some point maybe replace one implementation with another implementation. There is a licensing aspect. There are two things to it. One is the goal is to maximize participation. LSB should provide a standard that works well for both open source software development and commercial developers. And it aims to provide a no strings attached development environment. So you should effectively be able to use LSB without having to worry too much about licensing restrictions that are being imposed on your own code. That said, it's still very important to make sure that you check the licenses of all the libraries that you are going to use, because there are subtle clauses in that you still have to comply with, and you must make sure that you do. The LSB Desktop Workgroup has been formed in June, and its charter is to standardize libraries like GTK, Qt, imaging libraries that are required for typical desktop applications. It provides a forum to discuss non-binary topics, basically everything beyond libraries that's also needed for an application to function properly. For example, how do you integrate your application with the KDE menu or the GNOME menu or the menu in general? Typically you install a desktop file, but where exactly should you install such a file, and things like that. Should you call a specific command to do a dirty menu, or how should that happen? The same with fonts. Can you rely on specific fonts being there on the system? If you want to bring along your own fonts, where should you install them? How should you install them? So the desktop workgroup will be looking also in those areas that are not related to libraries, that help application developers and getting applications to work properly on a platform. It provides a common forum for stakeholders to participate. That includes commercial application developers, but also people that work on desktop environments like ADE, GNOME. You'd like to hear your input because you're very experienced with these kind of things. So. The roadmap for the desktop workgroup, the goal is to have by December of this year the first release of the desktop module, and then for somewhere in the second half of 2006 the second release is planned. You can find more information about the desktop workgroup on this URL, and also have ways to sign up for the various mailing lists. The libraries that are most likely to be included in the first release for later this year are the free type library for font handling, the XML2 library, libjpg, libpng, and gtk+. OpenSSL is being considered, but given its rather poor track record in maintaining interface compatibility, it's unlikely to be included this year. Hopefully, our plan is to have it somehow resolve that issue and have it included in 2006. And for most of you here, the most interesting thing, I guess, is Qt. The licensing, the dual licensing of Qt, where Qt is available on one hand under the GPL and on the other hand under a commercial license, is considered not to meet the current license criteria of LSB that says, well, it should be no strings attached. But then it depends a bit on how you interpret no strings attached. So there is a proposal to adjust the license criteria to make them such that 2D is also falls also under those criteria and sort of meets them. And there is a vote scheduled on that topic in the LSB steering committee for September 13. So if you're interested in this topic, then the next 2 weeks are good to keep an eye on what's happening. Yes?
Are we talking about kit 3 or kit 4?
That's a good question. The question is whether we are talking about kit 3 or kit 4. What I've heard from the product representative on the LSB mailing list that he was interested in Qt 3. So I don't know if that's... I believe the idea is to have Qt 4 in a later version then. Okay. Now, if you want to make an application, develop an application for Linux on a desktop, and you want to make that application LSB compliant, what should you do? I will first explain a little bit about what it means for an application to be LSB compliant. Then I will give an overview of the LSB development kit. And then I'll try to demonstrate the standalone build environment by doing some live live porting, carefully prepared, if I may say so. It's simple. Very challenging. An LSB compliant application, one of the first things to make sure is that the application only makes use of those shared libraries and those functions and symbols in the libraries that are actually part of the LSB specification. It may be rather straightforward to use only those libraries that are part of the LSB. It's a little bit trickier to make sure that you actually only use those symbols that are specified in the LSB, because an LSB compliant platform may provide LSB compliant may provide LSB compliant libraries, but those libraries may contain additional symbols in addition to the LSB symbols, and you may end up accidentally using those. The result would be that your application actually relies on symbols that are not part of the LSB. So if you would deploy such an application on another platform, that platform may not have those symbols. So it's important to check that the symbols that you actually use from a certain library are indeed all specified by LSB. Then one additional change that needs to be done is to make sure that the program integrator, that's basically the application that loads the executable and starts the executable, is the program integrator provided by LSB. The reason for that is to make it possible for older operating systems that are not LSB compliant in and of themselves to have additional packages installed that make them LSB compliant. But since it's not possible to have the LSB libraries in the normal LSB locations in such case, it's needed to override those locations actually in the program interpreter. It'll also be useful with later versions of the LSB when there are multiple LSB versions that are slightly incompatible with each other. It will make it possible by having different program interpreters to select the right environment. Then as an application, you should make sure to only use those, only use commands and utilities that are part of LSB, both for application and for packages. So applications means when your application runs, it shouldn't rely on commands that may or may not be there because they are not part of LSB. And in packages means when you install a package, the installation process should not depend on anything that's not part of LSB because it may not be there otherwise. Your application should comply with the FHS, the File System Hierarchy Standard. That mostly means that you should install your application under /opt/ either the name of your application or a prefix for you as a vendor, and then have a certain structure under there. Binary should be in ELF. It's the executable format. And if you provide application packages, then you should use a subset of RPM because that's what LSB specifies. So even if, for example, Debian, which isn't using RPM for itself, even such a distribution should be able to handle, if it wants to be LSB compliant, should be able to handle this subset of RPM and be able to install such application package. Okay, so now we know what an application needs to do in order to be LSB compliant. Then now the question is, okay, how do I do that? How do I make sure that's the case? And the LSB development kit has been developed to assist you with that. There are two parts basically to it. One is build environments. That helps you develop an application in such a way that it is LSB compliant. And then there are validation tools that you can use after that, once you have built your application and developed it, to make sure that it is indeed LSB compliant. Validation tools are split in two. There is a binary checker that checks a single executable to see if it uses any libraries that it shouldn't, or whether it uses any symbols from a library that it shouldn't. And there is the package checker that checks whether an LSB RPM actually properly restricts itself to the RPM subset that it should, and whether it follows the file system hierarchy standard. Then there are two build environments that can help a developer develop an application in an LSB compliant way. One is a wrapper around GCC. This is a setup that you would use in a normal LSB compliant operating system as your build host. And there is a standalone build environment that creates a CH root environment on a host system, and that's only contains LSB part. I will give a demonstration of the standalone build environment later on. LSBCC is a replacement for the GCC compiler in the sense that it provides a wrapper around it. It parses the command line options and it makes sure that only LSB headers are used and only LSB stub libraries are used when building the application, to make sure that if you use by accident a symbol that's not in the LSB, your compiler will complain about it. If you attempt to link a library that's not part of the LSB, it will try to provide you with a static version of that library, and that will then be included in your application. It uses the host environment and all the tools that you have available there. It doesn't work too good with some tools like libtool that are really doing all kinds of exotic things with the way it uses GCC. And since it wraps around GCC, it may not work with a non-GCC compiler. In terms of validation tools, there is LSB AppCheck that's used for check whether an executable is NLP compliant, and then there is a package check to see if an NLP RVM package is compliant. Things that NLP app checks is whether the program interpreter is indeed the NLP specified one instead of the normal one. It checks whether all the symbols that are used are indeed part of the LSB, and it checks whether the binary is indeed in the specified L form of the binary. The package check tool checks whether the package properly restricts itself to those parts of the RPM format that are specified by LSB. It checks whether the FHS is used correctly and whether the other files install in place where they should, or at least don't install in places where they should. And it also checks whether the installation process makes use of commands that are perhaps not part of LSB. In addition to the wrapper around GCC, there is also a standalone build environment, basically as an alternative. And in that environment is a complete GCC tool chain, a set of commonly used, a set of packages that provide the basics that LSB provides and LSB standardized libraries, but also a set of commonly used tools in order to build application. It runs an SSH D daemon at the port that you can specify yourself, and you are then able to log into that chroot environment and use that to build your application. You start the environment with the LSB buildend command. There are two ways to start it. Normally you start it in LSB mode, but it's also possible to start it in non-LSB mode. That's useful if you want to add additional tools there, and those tools don't necessarily have to be LSB compliant, but those are just tools that you need in your build process. So then you can use, then you can build those tools using a normal compiler, instead of the compiler that restricts itself to LSB. And then you can log in normally with SSH. This whole environment can be downloaded from this URL, and it's something like 80 megabytes or something. It's quite complete. What the build environment provides are all the LSB headers and a set of stub libraries. Those are not the real functional libraries, but those are just the libraries used for linking your application, and they only contain those symbols that are actually part of LSB. So normally an application or a library may contain additional symbols in addition to the documented entry points, like private functions or whatever. And these stub libraries really limit themselves to only to the documented API. And it doesn't use any system provided symbol. It contains a set of tools that have a somewhat updated configuration to make sure that only files are used that are only include files are used that are actually part of LSB. The linker is changed to make sure that it only links LSB libraries, and the configuration of the compiler is changed so that it uses the LSB parameter there instead of the regular one. The build environment also comes with a pre-installed RPM database for all the normal packages, and you are also able to install additional packages if you like. It's trying to make it as distribution to specific as possible, so that you're again, you don't rely on anything that's distribution specific. And like I said, there's also a non-LSB mode that's basically used if you need to install some additional tools. Mostly if you want to compile some additional tools in the build environment that are only needed for your build process, then you can use the modified tool chain, so that doesn't need to be LSB compliant. Okay, now I'm going to give you a demonstration of the build environment. This is where it gets scary. This is also a good time. This is also a good time to ask questions.
About the date of the desktop release. Someone on the working group had claimed that the LSD that every version is released every 2 years. So now you get a different day. Is it that information is wrong? Or is it a different schedule for the desktop model only?
The question is, someone mentioned that the normal LSB schedule is on a 2-year schedule, and the dates that I've provided are about 1 year apart. Yes, I think the dates that I provided are only for the desktop module, and that the regular LSB core releases are indeed on a 2-year schedule. The example of today is GhostView 1.5, a rather old application. And I will first compile it in the normal host environment. Okay, now I've built the GhostView executable. There we have it. And if now have a look at, for example, the libraries that it uses, you will see a list. And actually, not all of those are part of LSB. So if you want to make this an LSB application, we have some work to do. Now I will switch to the build environment, and then I will show you how the build environment can help you with making sure that your application only uses those applications that are already part of it. There's it.
No.
Oh. This is the way to start the build environment. The -p 9000 is to specify the port where the SSH daemon runs on. And we can now log in with SSH to the build environment. You need to know the secret password, which is LSB build 123. You probably want to change that. Or maybe not. you will have a different home directory and different directories, but I've copied the same example that I used in the host environment over to the build environment. And now that we run in the LSB build environment, the compilation actually fails because the one of the source files probably uses a construction that's not part of LSB. So now we will need to have a, take a look at this file that, that fails to compile and see what's going on there. I would rather do line 88. There we are. And the problem is on this line, and I suspect that it is because size T is not known for some reason. I've prepared a patch for this problem, look into it, and the problem is clear if you look at the patch. It includes the wrong header file because size key is supposed to be installed in standard dev page and not in sys/pipes.h. So, we now apply this patch. And try it. Well, now the compilation continues, but it fails on another point. Or it actually fails during linking. Because what happens now is that the application makes use of a symbol that's not part of LSB. And it does that by providing, by defining that, that symbol itself and then assuming that it is part of the library. So here the external statement thinks to be clever and thinks to know what's part of the libraries, but that's not part of the standard, so it shouldn't rely on that. So I've made an additional patch that that replaces the usage of this construction with a more portable solution, namely instead of relying on this array, it uses the str error function that's part of LSB. Now we actually see that the compilation finishes and we should have a binary here. We do have indeed. And this binary is actually LSB compliant. So this is also a good moment to introduce the LSB F-check program.
Can you before just show the difference in the LDR?
I think these differences are mostly yes. What happens is that here is for example the it's a W which isn't here. Here the toolkit the GCC gets modified. It doesn't have the dynamic library available, it only has a static version available, so it links in a static version so that it doesn't depend on something that's part of it.
But that assumes that also a static version is available as some way to modify dynamically linked libraries to return into statically linked ones. Or libraries that can be statically linked.
There are a set of static libraries, versions of static libraries available that the build environment will use. Let me show you that.
Build environment has linked in those libraries which are
yes.
not part of the LSB.
Yes, but they have to be there. You cannot like create.
Yes, you need to have static versions
yeah.
of libraries in order to link
them. In your build system, you need those static libraries.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, that's all I want.
The minus A is to say I don't want to restrict myself to the LSB core modules, but I want to use or want to check for all possible LSB modules. And then it first checks symbols you used, and secondly it checks the binary itself and finds everything okay. If I now compare this, for example, with this library or with this executable that I built in the host environment, you will list all these symbols that it relies upon in other dynamic libraries that it shouldn't rely on because they are not part of it. And if you go up, then you also see complaints about that libraries are needed that are not part of it. And sees that the wrong program interpreter is used as well. Harold's question.
Yeah, are those tools free as an open source?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the comparison wasn't fair because on the LSB compliant version, we have checked it against all library, all parts of LSD, and the not.
Yes, that's a good observation. I forgot the minus A check on this one, so this will be slightly smaller. So you will now see that it's mostly symbols in say W that it complains about, because that's one of the libraries that it's dynamically linking against. Another question?
Yes, is there a way to have a binary optionally use other libraries if they are present?
The question is whether it's possible to optionally use a dynamic library if the library is present but not rely on it. Yes, and the answer is DL open.
Okay.
You will need to manually open the library, see if that succeeds. If that succeeds, you can look up a symbol or more symbols in the library and make calls that way. A problem with that approach is that it's very hard to do with C++ library. Are there any other questions? Yes.
So now we have the LSB compliant, like I'm shipping my LSB compliant application.
Yes.
Distributions are actually LSB certified, so I can tell my customers, okay, you can use those safely. Or is there? You mentioned the kit that would make like non-LSB compliant distributions LSB compliant in the sense that the libraries were available. So
the question is basically, okay, I want to tell my customers to make LSB compliant applications. Which distributions are actually LSB compliant that those distributions or those applications will be useful. There is a list, and believe there is a list somewhere on the homepage that gives an overview of certified distributions. The best way to find out is probably to ask distributions which version of LSB they provide. I know that for LSB 3.0, all the major distributions, at least the enterprise versions, are all committed to LSB 3.0. Yes.
Yeah, is it only for I386, so it's the same thing, it's just for PowerPC and for other architectures as well?
The question is whether it's only for IE832 or also for other architectures. I know for IE832 and IE864, I assume that PowerPC may also be standardized. You would need to check the website. Okay, thank you very much.
Tío de Trolltech.
Ah, ya sé, exacto.
Sí.
Ya viene acá para aquí, ¿no?
Sí. Yo también, ¿no? El problema es el seu portátil. Se sembla que el seu portátil, la acción de Wii, no funciona. O sea, el tío pasa el rato con el sub, que no, que era protector, que no sé qué, que si era adaptador y no sé qué. Y al final el tío ya se nana y ya compra. O sea, no, la adaptador no va a estar...
Yo tengo dos. Aquest, que no lo dejé, y aquest, que te sugiero la revisión. Son para dos.
Probar tot, però vaja que... El problema és que no li funciona.
No, però s'ha de configurar les X, s'ha de ficar una opció a les X. S'ha de posar... Jo no ho he aconseguit, però... El Switch, per exemple, s'ha de...
Sí, però el Switch s'ha de amb un Power Mac.
Power...
Power... És un semblant com el
Power... Aquest és el 1, però aquest, el seu és per dir estratejat, no? Power Mac.
Sembla que sí, clar, me'n recordo.
Sí. En principi pots anar a l'extensió gràfica, si és nati, és nati o NVIDIA?
Sí, és nati. Pues amb acceleració, ell necessita acceleració gràfica. I no tots els portàtils ho tenen.
Ah, això és un follón, eh? Amb acceleració gràfica és un follón. Sí, és difícil, eh?
Aconseguir que funcioni la necessita.
T'ensenyo un link?
A més, que ells estan les seves pròpies X. Ells és el problema. Ell utilitza les seves pròpies X. Perquè està fent un desenvolupament absolutament nou, super espectacular i això. Llavors, jo crec que el seu problema és aquest, que les seues X no poden funcionar. Però el tio super enfadat, que no, que és el projector, que és l'adaptador, que és tal, que no tal la bona part i tampoc no funciona en cap pantalla. I ja, això no m'ho puc. Que ha perdut una hora, jo estic fent arribar tard. Que ell sabia que no li funcionava i ha arribat als 3 i 4. Aquí està tot funcionant, no?
Pues sí, des de la imatge.
Coño, no. I com anem de CPU? En total?
No arriba al 50%.
Entre tot no
arriba al
50%. No, no, si cada arriba al 50%.
No, fes un top, ja veuràs.
Home, vídeo sol està construït en 38%.
Fes un top.
Saps un top? Un top, ja. Aquí jo veig un worker a 40%, un altre worker 40%.
En total, mira els fruits, 52%. User, system,
aquí hi ha 40, 40.
Idle, bueno, però que és que veig que hi ha 12 CPUs, perquè se li pot fer llavors.
Ah, clar, això per
oblidar. Pensa que en total aquí hi ha més.
Clar, 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 i està clar.
Per això, 50%, system 10%, i nice. Provador i del 36, és el que queda l'únic.
Hola. Sí, sí. pot fer per software perfectament. Tenia un tema si es podria per software. Clar, que quin bit rate estem emetent? 665 kilobits?
400, no?
400? Jo crec que no, però estem a 265. Ahir o després d'ahir estem a 265. Ah, no em recordo. Salut.
Oh, gràcies.
Que cansat que estic, tu.
Sí, com és això?
Uf, tot el dia amunt i avall, és increïble, saps?
I jo, avançat.
Estic fent-me vell. Recording the video, so they will be available on kv.org or somewhere. I don't know where exactly they will be, but they will be.
Nice. I'll tell to upload the video.
Ah.
you can see. Yeah. This is the other.
No, des d'aquí se ve mal,
Sí? No es veu?
No, se ve mal. Se ve mal. A l'estream o aquí, el vídeo?
Sí.
Tu? Se ve mal. Bye.
Bye.
Això és l'estream, eh?
Sí, estava inventant... Això és l'altre, la de Asaí.
Sí.
¿Tú no estás cansado, sí?
No, hoy no. Yo he dormido 5 o 6 horas, ¿sabes?
Yo no sé si te había dormido un día sin eso.
¿Sí?
De comenzar triste. No.
Yo he probado. Yo tengo ganas de estar por eso a veces con el ordenador. Descansando, bueno, yo a la segunda charla yo dejo ya la cámara y me voy al ordenador y yo me voy desde allá.
Yo me voy a ir ahora a la sala de baix, a la Marbella. ¿Qué tal? ¿Eso que son fullets de tríptics de l'Escola Lino?
Això sí.
A veure,
sí, hem de posar per aquí això, no? Perquè la gent no ho hagi pillat.
Estaria bé allà a l'entrada, no?
Bueno, però la xerrada va seguir, però bueno.
Escola Lima.
I això?
Estarien cartells, no?
Sí.
Les bandes de la neteja ens han llevat, saps? Després ahir de fer l'entrada i ens han llevat pel matí. Que pillet.
Sí, que me dejo al oponente. ¿Vos ver una cosa? La pantalla. Jo el connecto, aquí em surt.
és dos connectors, mira. A veure. I no tenim cap, no tenim pinces.
Soldats, el connector viet?
No, no, allà no, aquí. Però aquí, aquí estan els dos canals soldats junts.
I aquí? No, perquè per l'esquerra és una cosa diferent que per al dret. Sí, sí. És a dir, jo. I abans l'esquerra funcionava, per aquí. Jo crec que s'ha desconnectat ja d'aquí.
És que no puc, no puc llevar-ho.
Jo crec que és una merda. És que hi ha cola sorda, de fet, eh?
És que ahir hi ha tres coses per a soldar.
Canal esquerre, canal dret i massa. Però en realitat...
Els dos està malament.
Algun dels dos està malament. Això jo crec que no se'l seria, mira. T'ho ensenyo. Es connecta això.
Es connecta això. Vale? Es prova amb uns cascos. I quan funciona, li enviem un altre. Però jo no sé fer-ho.
Jo li dic un poc. Això o Bèlix pot ser que sí que ho sàpiga, però...
Bueno. Està, bueno, està l'estim funcionant, no?
Sí. Ara estaran bé, eh?
Estan somrient les cares o no?
Estan, estan somrient les cares?
No ho he vist, eh? No, no, ho, no ho he mirat.
No, no dic aquí.
No. Si estan
bé... Somrient les cares.
Ah, no, no, tampoc. Mira, sí, mira, sí, mira, mira que està
sí,
bé.
Sí, va, perfecte.
Però és que no sabia que estaves dient quines...
A l'Albert? Al principio venían aquí a las 5, Antonio y Zach y todos estos que me han funcionado a probar el proyector.
¿Ah, sí?
Sí, pero de 5 a 5 camisa, ¿eh?
Exacto, el tuyo no cambia, pero bueno. Tú pruébalo también.
Yo, sí, va a mí también.
Exactamente. Aprovecha a probarlo antes. Ah, estoy saliendo yo.
¿Qué
diría ahí? Por el
streaming. ¿En casa yo? Pero bueno, el ratón también, en mi casa iba,
ya
te lo he comentado
a
mi marido,
¿sabes? Mira, a ver. Bajo mi caso,
estoy viendo. Ya, sí, ya he visto que el del Seigo iba...
No, o sea, lento no va, ¿eh? Bueno, es, no sé, así, pero... O sea, se, este es fluido, ¿eh?
¿Ah, sí? Ah, sí, va fluido.
Personalmente, no, vale. Gente.
¿Has visto caer el vaso? O sea, que... Si ha visto caer el vaso, pero va fluido.
Sí, sí.
No hay wireless, ¿no?
No, que hay un cable
bastante. No, sí, lo que, no, o sea, no es un problema. El problema es que te tira ahí media hora intentando.
Ah,
no te está wireless.
Andrick. Tenemos agua si quieres, ¿eh?
A ver, vale. Que no vea un macho para comprar la Fanta. He tenido que ir allí a sitios diferentes porque están todas las máquinas.
Ya, agotadas, ¿no?
Wow.
Ya.
Pero que eso, si no se dice al tío de la máquina, el tío de la máquina va a ir a arreglarla y no se pierde, ¿sabes? Que no hay ni Dios.
Claro.
En la cajilla que ha echado porque ganaba por poca pasta.
Ya ves.
No, perdía, es... según de ayer, perdía.
Perdía. Ya,
según según ha dicho, ha perdido a esta altura 4.000 euros. Sí. Y, o se paga los 4.000 euros o se paga. 4.000 euros, ¿eh? O 4.000 euros la paga 400.000 euros, ¿eh?
O sea, no quería que pagar cuatro mil dólares menús, no. Quería, porque claro, si dices, mira, cómprame menús, y yo sigo, ¿no? Para asegurarme. Cuando tienes menús, pues...
Se compran
y ya está, ¿no?
No puede ser que haya perdido 4.000 euros.
Imposible.
Pero te digo...
¿No lo hacen cálculos ahí?
La cuenta
es
que no ha ganado 4.000 euros.
No. Ahir hicieron cuentas que había perdido 1.600 euros. Reales, de pérdida. Més lo que havia de ser guanyat, no? Però només 1.600 euros de pèrdua. I no tot és perquè el tio havia suposat que els 200 anaven a dinar 200 aquí. Els 200, que suposava el 100% de la gent anava a dinar i sopar aquí.
Va ser,
i era totalment irreal. I estaven aproximant la meitat de la gent, o a millor un poc més de la meitat, a millor el 70%. Perquè el problema sigui sobretot el dissabte, que en lo de no veure el sopar ningú sopa aquí. I només que va servir 6-60 menjar entre migdia i la nit. I clar, el tio ja... saps? Si el tio se n'esperava 400 i divendres no va fer 400, que a mi jo no faria 300 i dissabte em va fer 6-60.
Clar, és que no se l'ha vist això.
Clar, no, ningú li diré. Ja estem?
És de nosaltres. És de nosaltres. Yo no los he conseguido usar, ¿eh? Lo que puedo decir es que Sui tiene un Apple y él sí que lo tiene funcionando. Puedo enseñar la configuración de la Apple, sí, eso. ¿Pero tenéis cable de este? No es la misma, ¿no?
¿Dónde está la otra?
Mini DVI. Lo tenía yo aquí, pero no puedo tener la atención de la conferencia. Se la apago.
¿Tienes
que pedir
qué?
Lo tengo, pues pasa algo, pero lo tengo apagado porque...
No suena.
Hola, ¿me escucha alguien? Víctor, ¿sabes que tienes Harald de Trotec? Uno pequeñito. ¿Y sabes quién es Harald? Uno bajito de Trotec. Venga, vale. ¿Y me está escuchando alguien que esté al lado de Maracabo de Venado?
Yo voy abajo ahora, a ver, abajo del todo. La pequeñita.
Una...
Venga, vale.
¿Aquí cerraron a las 5 y media el aula o cerraron a las 7 como todos los días?
Sí,
ah, tenemos después unas horas para probar.
¿Micha?
No, de 5 y micha. Ah, no. De 5 y micha, o sea, de 2, ¿verdad?
Es que ¿para qué devuelven a todo? ¿Para qué ha devuelto la atada? Si sabía que tenía que ir. ¿Cómo están? Bueno, pues... yo voy para abajo. Poniendo eso, las estándares. Yo por 160 Hz, 75 Hz, 82 Hz.
¿Y qué es el de la conexión?
¿Y
qué
es el de la
conexión?
¿Me pido? ¿Me pido? ¿Me pido? ¿Me pido?
Ok.
¿Pues?
¿Quedó la cosa
otra vez?
Sí, sí,
sí. No, yo me quedé
seguro. Ah, pues yo más. Ahora
el tío de eso, de por el vino, un macho ayer, hizo la conferencia 10 minutos.
Sí.
Bueno, lo que te haga yo, porque tengo 20 transparencias, te voy a jugar 5 o 6 como esta.
Tú mismo.
tengo 25 como esta, ¿sabes? O sea que...
Lo bueno es el peor y lo peor es el bueno, ¿no?
Claro. Eso sí viene alguien.
¿Sí?
Eso sí viene alguien a la conferencia.
Bueno, siempre viene alguien, ¿eh? A todas las conferencias.
Sí. Siempre, alguno que se pierde.
Siempre, siempre, siempre.
Cuando entre uno, cerramos la puerta ya, no se puede escapar.
Ya.
No veas, macho, para ir a comer. Bajo el sol.
No, nosotros, bueno, hemos liado, porque claro, nos hemos ido a comer a las 2. Y a las 3 empezaron las conferencias, ¿vale?
Y
a las 3 menos 10, aún no se habían salido los platos. Hemos cogido, hemos venido, mientras estaba, y se ha quedado en el restaurante uno, ¿no? Hemos cogido, hemos venido. Y hemos puesto, yo he puesto el streaming, me he ido. El Chuy ha puesto el streaming, se ha ido, que después no he pedido nada porque Zack no tenía esto listo. Y nada, hemos ido al restaurante. Mi plato estaba, pero el de 3, de 5, no estaba. Se salió 2 de 5. Porque había, ha ido, es una pizzería, una espaguetería o algo así, y ha ido.
Todo el mundo, ¿no? Estaba para arriba subiendo, ¿no?
Es la primera que hemos ido.
Nosotros que hemos ido recto hasta el final. ¿Sabes la calle, la avenida?
¿Nosotros el hospital?
No, pero nosotros hemos ido para allí. Nosotros hemos ido para allí.
Bueno, tenéis que ir para arriba, claro.
Vale. Hemos ido para allí.
Hay un mapa,
a ver si 20 minutos.
Nada.
No, sí, luego hemos dicho que podemos llamar a Pizza Hut o algo.
Sí.
Pizza.
Nosotros tenemos ya un teléfono en un sitio que está en espaguetis, raviolis, pizzas, o algo
que está quedando. ¿Este que tú dices está cerca o
no? Está cerca, la tienen de cerca. Nosotros hemos ido en coche, pero está cerquita, relativamente. Lo cual es que hay subida y bajada. Pero bueno, el tema es que como ha ido bastante gente.
Ya, los tíos ahogados también.
Sí, pues no se lo esperaba, ¿sabes? Y nada. Y nada, y hemos venido para aquí ya. Y hemos venido a las 4 menos 20 y vemos que la de Zaka aún
no había comentado.
Y esta sí, está bien.
O sea, no la ha hecho, ¿no?
No. Quieren hacerla mañana igual.
¿Qué
va si no la hace? Porque era de las más esperadas, ¿no?
Sí.
Por el baile y tal.
El bar es un cabrón, porque, o sea, es que yo que soy de ahí en Barcelona, que organizaban la Fidel Party.
Sí.
O sea, el bar hizo lo mismo. Pero, o sea, yo no creo que pierdan dinero. Pero, o sea, el tío debe esperar que va a ganar mucho. Y sí, dice, sí. Para no perder dinero, ¿qué es eso? O sea, para no ganar dinero tampoco trabajas.
Ya.
O sea, la gente quiere ganar dinero, no perder.
Este era un precio que se comía la cola, porque claro, lo que pasaba es que él subió el precio. Porque si no, no se había cuenta. Y al subir el precio, no quiere
decir. No, es claro, que 10 euros es un pelín caro.
Joder, que sí.
So I'm looking for the third room, because I have to...
You are going to my future man?
No, I'm Simon.
You're Simon Husband?
Yes, that's me. I thought
you are in the big room, in the salon of conference.
Even though the website says the opposite.
Okay. Well, the website is updated.
Yes, that's me.
You are in
the salon de actos.
Oh,
salon
the website says the other one.
Yeah, the website says I'm another room too.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're Albert.
Go. Yeah, I'm Albert.
Take the elevator and go to 0.
Yeah, I know what the big one is.
Okay.
La página web es un casoteo. La página web pone que yo estoy aquí, que este está aquí y que este está aquí.
Bueno, pero como esto lo imprimió alguien al principio, no se sabe quién realmente.
Pero me parece que lo imprimió el Matías o el Vázquez.
Sí, puede ser.
Pero...
Y hay poquitos. Y nada. Y los que hay, pues son los que se usan ya.
Es que ayer pasa lo mismo. Ayer, en la web, el tío de Inscrita.
Bueno, claro,
aquí no sabe
lo
ayer.
Sí, aquí sí. Eso
es
lo de
ayer. El tío de Inscrita estaba aquí. Pero claro, fuimos allí. Y estaba el otro ya, y pues, me toca a mí, no, me toca a mí.
Es de ¿no?
Esto ya está un poco.
Vale, lo pago, bueno, lo pago ahora de contenido, pero...
¿Qué
Thank you.
Don't attack him.
Hey, what is up here?
Pues bien. ¿Y tú qué tal? ¿Han dado relevo? ¿Eh? ¿Han dado relevo?
Sí, sí, han dado relevo.
Aquí no hay cable. ¿Eh?
Aquí no hay cable de zona.
Ah, no, no, no.
Ah, vale.
Sí, no, este mira, segundo, no, mira, el cable de...
Ah, se los he intentado dejar, pero no, no son los mismos.
El mío es mini DVI y el sub es DVI.
Muy bien, por cierto, DVI.
La verdad es que no.
¿Y tú nunca has hecho
supervideo?
¿Supervideo?
¿Supervideo?
Espera. Que nadie está mirando el streaming.
¿Te
has subido
un
supervideo? ¿Hola? ¿Estás todavía haciendo esto?
¿Te has subido un supervideo?
No, no, no. Nada. Tranquilo.
¿Está mirando el streaming? ¿Y si conectamos tu portátil?
¿Tienes
que
poner un cable de supervideo?
Se ha tallado. ¡Ah! Lo he cortado.
Pero es que su supervideo es raro. Es un supervideo extraño.
Es un supervideo de Mac.
Es un Superman.
No
sé qué tipo de video es. Ah, vale. Lo que pasa es que cuando cambias mucho, como te lo da ya mucho orden.
No es un super video.
Sí. No está para echar mucho movimiento. Entonces, cuando
cambias mucho la imagen, entonces ves, tarda un ratito en.
¿Ves?
Para comprimirlo.
Tiene
que dormir, ¿no?
A dormir, ¿eh?
Porque tienes que esperar.
Yo la simpática, mira, ¿no?
Sí, un poco frustrante.
Ya te
lo. ¿Y dónde está lo de hacer nuevo archivo? Yo no lo hice. No, pero...
Joder, tío.
Que aquí no está, está en disk. No, 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 no. ¿Disk?
Sí.
¿Disc? ¿Este? Sí. Este graba el audio. Espérate.
Ah.
Este graba el audio. Vale. Y el otro graba el audio y vídeo.
Vale.
Vale.
Vale, vale.
Pues le das a cambio y te cambia el nombre. Entonces sigue con otro. O sea, no se corta en principio, es.
¿Tendrá alguien lo que
lo
traer a
donde grande? ¿Qué?
Ahí, y le hemos pedido que lo cambie y no lo ha cambiado. Y no se, no, no se puede cambiar aquí.
¿Por qué?
Le he dicho al tío, digo, para cambiar que lo guarde en el TMP.
¿Ah?
Y le he dicho, digo, ah, digo, cámbialo o dime. Ah, tarda un rato, ¿eh?
No, pero a ver si voy a bajar mi mano, ¿no?
Ahora estoy yendo muy suelto, ¿eh? Ahora estoy yendo un poco tropicones, ¿eh?
Ahora, es que
estoy
gastando mucho pagado.
¿Es Bergamín o Benjamín?
Bergamín.
Bergamín. No sé si tengo que decir qué es,
Tira mi Google, ya.
Ya lo sabéis de memoria,
Bergamín es una verga pequeña.
¿Por qué no se interesa
ahora? Ay, ¿qué
pasa si no se me olvidó? ¿Qué pasa? Probably just for consoles. No.
Aparece que...
Me parece.
Me estoy
haciendo
esto.
Tiene mini DWI, pero no funciona. Yo lo he probado, no funciona, no he conseguido. Es una asignatura pendiente.
El Linux Mac OS X es tirado. Lo pones y te aparecen dos pantallas. ¿Cuál quieres coger? O sea, el Mac OS X es...
¿Tan difícil es que saque esa ida por The Way?
Estoy llegando.
Supervideo, mira supervideo.
Ya, más pinchitos.
¿Vale o no vale?
Vale, si llegas a ver que es para la charla de este hombre,
no,
¿eh?
No, es para mí, no, ¿eh?
¿La tuya sigue ya o...?
La mía representa esa hora, pero que no hay nadie, que
se ¿esa hora tuya? ¿No era antes? Yo no sé qué
coño. No sé de que mi reloj haya.
No sé cómo miro los horarios, pero. Tenía aquí estaba. Estaba distraído.
¿Estaba
terminando?
No sé.
Sí, aquí.
Pues
estaba
terminando.
Ah, está
terminando.
Oye, mira,
sí
quiero decir.
Micrófono por ahí para pincharse, para colgarse de.
¿Quién? Mira, hay dos temas. Hay dos temas. Uno, se va a ocurrir. Si hay dos micros, uno se conecta directamente a la cámara, el de inalámbrico. Y otro lo usa él, entonces se oye y se graba.
Vale.
Ese es un tema. Y el otro es, si alguien consigue conectar esto, que lo consiguieron los chavales, ahí, luego se pincha eso ahí y ya está.
Y así probamos y se oye.
Vale, entonces,
y
eso es ordenador y se alguien que...
¿Eso será el que le
daba
al soldador?
¿A quién
busco
para que
suelte
el cable?
David
Santos.
Otro
busco.
¿Dónde coño me puedo mirar ya? O sea. Puerto era 8860, ¿no? 8860 el de esta y 8850 el de la otra.
¿De
quién
está
hablando?
De streaming, ¿no?
Este es el mini, es el que...
Vale, pero bueno, seguro yo, y este que en realidad es la...
El vídeo normal. No, eso es compuesto, ¿no?
Eso es...
Ah, el vídeo compuesto, exacto, sí. Ah, dice que me oye. Dice que me ve.
Vamos a ver. Voy a preguntar
a mi empresa.
A ver si sabe.
¿Qué conector es suyo?
¿Qué conector es?
No puede solo sacar la presentación del
PC. Dice que empieza a montar ella el PC también.
¿Qué?
Empieza a montar los promotions. Es lo típico, o sea, es lo bueno. Montar dos promotions. Y de puta madre para hacer videoconferencia.
Díselo.
Yo lo que voy a hacer esto es que se puede mandar a mucha gente. A uno.
Claro, claro.
Por última razón, ya se ha montado la primera vez,
¿eh?
Que decía,
pues, por lo que te digo una cosa, Antonio.
Sí,
yo
no,
el
mío, no,
no,
ya le
no,
no, no,
no, no, no, ya no, 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 no,
él sí que tiene...
La verdad
es
que tú, si quieres, es de la empresa mía.
No,
es igual, es de la mía. Es de la mía, de mi trabajo. Entonces...
Él sí que tiene configurado el ebook con esto. ¿El tuyo es como este?
Sí, pero yo me traigo... Ah, este.
Sí, es
ya, pero ¿qué hacemos? ¿Qué tiene un servidor propio?
Bueno, pero tener las mismas instrucciones de tarjeta de vídeo, las mismas opciones. La tarjeta de vídeo es la misma, tienes que recibir el mismo driver.
¿Seguro?
Sí, ¿no?
Pues una API.
Lo de clone y todo.
Es una API Raven. 1200.
Pues casi todas son eso, ¿eh? Bueno, igual el mismo modelo es 1600, pero tendrán las mismas.
Es que no me va a dar el artículo de Chus en Bulma.
Ya.
Pero es que igualmente no creo que se salga el problema. Porque el PowerBook lo que tiene es un online panorámico. No es el problema.
Ah.
Si Google no.
Es de más.
¿Pato rojo para ver
Google? Están buscando a nosotros.
¿Cómo?
¿O qué es con el soldador?
No sé.
El soldador aquí no sabemos nada.
¿De quién?
El soldador.
No, el soldador llevan todo el día buscando y aquí no nadie sabe dónde está. Y si buscamos
en Google. Igual está ahí, ¿eh?
No sé. Que no sé ni quién lo está buscando ni nada sobre el soldador.
Ese es el todo lindo. Hola,
hola.
Vale, pues
aquí está. Ahora aquí estamos, soy Aguilar de Starfield y yo pronuncio Poplar como Poplar.
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 Claro, ¿con qué es que lo pronuncie?
Claro, pero...
Super video and DB output will not work under Linux anytime soon. If you have an Apple Titanium PowerBook Z4, you're out of luck.
Not just USB, the video should work.
Pero no has oído el video, el audio ese de Duncan, en que dice, el de Duncan, en torre de copete que dice, el pronuncio copete como copete.
Ya, claro.
Porque la gente
no sabe pronunciar
copete como copete.
Y el de quien daba, ¿qué? Quitaba. Y el de quien daba, ¿qué? Quitaba.
No,
sin la M.
Linux.
Claro,
es
el típico.
Claro,
ya es. ¿Me puedes? Hay el adaptador este JVC, ¿no?
¿Qué?
De Linux, no, le digo a Alex.
Dime.
El adaptador este ponlo en la mesa, que si no tira mucho.
Ah.
A ver, ahora. Gracias. Y el cable FireWire, que tira mucho también. Venga, vamos a ver si cuadra un poco.
A ver si ahora tengo algo de... ¿Tiene nuevo algo? A ver si ahora me van a llamar ahora y ya puedo preguntarme por qué no me van a
llamar. Vale. ¿Tiene que estar en un con las notas y la cinta?
Yo me he puesto a ver a la serie y me he tenido que ir. Estaba
por bien.
Eso por fresquito ahí.
Es que tampoco me
viene bien con la
boca. Esta silla es dura. Sí, aparte que tampoco lo entiendo. Supone que estaba haciendo era más o menos.
Antonio, nadie le viene, estoy ya controlado.
No sé, ¿ha visto el designer? ¿Se ha
contado con la misma cosa? Por eso, que era muy sencillo. Eso lo sabes. Yo, ¿qué coño hacía el resto de gente que lleva cacho de tiempo?
Solo es
de
mi gran comercio de su destino.
Gracias.
No, yo
sería
este año. Pues a lo mejor queda sorpresa si no lo hubiésemos preparado, ¿sabes? Ya. No, está funcionando y estamos hablando y lo que tenemos atrasado lo pasaremos seguro. O sea que...
Sí. Pues no llegué a venir otro foto en el momento de la... No hay que me aquí.
Bueno, el año que viene más preparado, ¿verdad?
Pues ahorita una cosa tu...
No.
Sí,
sí,
no.
Puedo comprar algo.
No, que hago, que para el año de...
Bueno, pues me compraré algún polo de guancho y no vaya a detalle, si sí hay. Hoy hemos ido a comer un sitio que...
Tardan.
Tardan.
Nos hemos cogido por sorpresa y hemos ido un montón. Y ha tardado. Pero hemos llegado a las 2 ya, porque no creo allí. Y a las 3 de las conferencias.
Entonces, claro, eran las 3 menos 20 y aún no había salido los pases. Hemos bajado, venía aquí, ha puesto las cámaras y hemos vuelto a subir. Y cuando hemos subido, solo tenemos dos pases de 5 personas. Ha tardado una hora ya, yo creo, de hacer 5 pases. Bueno, no, ahora ya cogeremos. Me han dicho, Víctor, me ha dicho que era un poste o 8 euros, pero no sé cuál. ¿Espaguetería? No, no era, no, era una espaguetería o algo así. Y éramos 6,50, era un pato importante. ¿Delante o cita? ¿O al otro lado?
Delante no, que estamos nosotros. Delante está el barranquillo ya.
Antes una rotonda que hay.
Pues sí, antes una
Simon is in the salon de actos.
But on the web, he's actually.
Yeah, in the, yeah.
Okay.
Simon comes here.
Yeah.
Also, Simon comes here.
Okay. Es que lo más fuerte es que me dicen, sí, sí, el chico que ha venido dice, aquí toca Strike, ¿no? Y yo, uy, no me suena. Hemos mirado la web y ponía que tocaba la otra, la de M2. Y ahora lo han vuelto a mirar en la web y pone otras cosas.
Es que esta es la web estaba mía, mía.
Yo no sé si se usa.
Pero no sé si la han cambiado, la acaban de cambiar mientras subía escaleras.
Pues eso sí que
fue. Ah, vale. Porque...
Los soldados.
Compra un soldador ya, hombre, que no son tan caros.
Pero si compraron, ¿no?
Pero todo lo para mí.
Yo, que no esté yo el soldador.
Was working before.
Before?
Yeah, no, before. Just 15 minutes ago.
El terror de los conferenciantes.
Por eso.
La referencia ya lleva un
okay, this is the popular library talk. Did you want to see Simon or Mathieu? They are changing rooms, so you are not in the current room. Yeah, but I closed the door, so you can't go away. Okay, finished a bit of self-propaganda. I'm Alberto Stalfi.